Okay, welcome to part two of Simplified Christmas. Part one was jam-packed with lots of good stuff. We talked about for kids, some decor, just kind of generally keeping it simple and simplifying your mindset around Christmas. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about gifts for kids because I think that is what most of us focus on. Okay, what to get them, how to inhibit too many gifts coming into the home, which I really don't think should be the focus of Christmas, but we're going to talk about that. Oh, you're on vacation, 100 miles. Danielle's husband is running 100 miles, and that just blew my mind. Wow. What the heck? 100 miles? That's insane. Okay. We're going to talk about gifts from family and friends. I'm going to talk to you guys kind of about making Christmas more intentional and less centered around toys and gifts and what kind of mainstream commercialist consumerism Christmas is about and what to do after Christmas. So in regards to kids, I want to tell you guys kind of how we do Christmas toys. And you guys are probably going to think I'm a fraud of a minimalist because I see the thing floating around all the time. This is like, I think the most common things that people do when they're trying to simplify gifts. They say, I'm only going to get my kids something to wear. I can't remember how it was, something to wear, something they need, something they need. To me, that is so restrictive. It's so restrictive. Because honestly, I want to have fun with my kids. I want to enjoy it. I don't want to put all these rules on Christmas. I want to be able to get them things. I want them to play on Christmas morning. I want them to have fun memories. And yeah, we talk a lot in here about like getting rid of toys and downsizing our things and living with less, which I love to do. I also love to have fun. I also love to enjoy things like birthdays and Christmas. I love to go all out sometimes and not feel like I have to restrict it and be super limiting on what I get them and what I give them. So we don't do anything like that. Okay. We're just like, what do they really like this year? What are they really into? Let's get them that, you know, within budget and within reason. Like we usually get them something big. Like last year we got my son a basketball hoop for outside. That was his main gift. He got one big thing and guess what? He was over the moon excited about it. He played basketball for the entire day and he still plays basketball pretty much every single day or at least, you know, 4 or 5 times a week. It's not meant to be so restrictive and oppressive and just, to me personally, it kind of turns into a downer, not fun, thing when you put so many rules on what you can and can't get. Now, I want to let you know the same rings true for putting those kinds of restrictions on your family members and friends. So if you have a relationship where, you know, they're like, what should I get your kids? What do you want us to get? What do you not want us to get? Go ahead and tell them. Be specific. Say, you know, Derek is really into basketball. It would be really awesome if you got him, you know, some new basketball shoes. Here's his size and the style that he needs. Or maybe, hey, you can buy, if you could, you know, contribute towards his basketball season, you know, his basketball fees, that would be amazing. We'll let him know, hey, Grandpa sponsored you this year. Things like that. But when you put these restrictions on people of like only get my kids experiences, that's a lot of pressure on them. And all of a sudden it's not fun for them either. Okay. They don't want to have to deal and worry about like, do they already have a museum pass? Do they already have movie ticket passes? You know, they want to be able to give your family something. And I want you to remember that and keep a gracious heart about that. Okay. Gifts are an expression of love. When your family and your friends want to buy your family a gift, let them, even if it's not something that you would want to get for yourself or what you would get your kids. I mean, they went out of their way and spent their money on your family. That is amazing. That is an expression of love. And I don't think that we should turn Christmas into this thing of like, we already have so much crap in our house. We don't want any more. Get us nothing or get us an experience, because it kind of takes away from the purpose of Christmas. And like I said, everybody's got their own opinions on what Christmas is and what it should be. But I think we can all pretty much agree that Christmas is a time of generosity and giving. So to make people uncomfortable like that is not fair to them. Okay. And your house isn't cluttered. Hey, Kristen probably has some good insight into this. So what I was just talking about was like when you put restrictions on people and what they can give your kids, like if you say this year we only want experiences, it makes that gift giver feel kind of weird about it. Okay, they want to give you a gift because they love you and they love your kids and they love your family. And they were like, I saw this unicorn slime kit and I thought of Juliana and I wanted to get it for her. And that is amazing. You should just give a gift and let people give you a gift. Okay, be willing to accept a gift as an expression of love instead of being like, oh my God, you just got more stuff to go into my cluttered home, because the gifts that people give you are not the reason that your home is cluttered. Okay, your home is cluttered because of everything else in it. Okay, not that one gift. If you have a boundary issue where your kid, where your family is like filling you up with carloads and carloads of stuff, and you're not over exaggerating and you're not being dramatic about that, then have a conversation about boundaries. But for the most part, people are just giving you a gift because they love you, they thought about you, and they want to give you something special. And that is not why your home is cluttered. But your home is cluttered and overwhelming because of the rest of the year, because of everything else you bought, because of everything else you let into your home, and because you have never intentionally let things go. So try not to put those harsh restrictions, either intentionally or unintentionally, on your family and your friends. Like I said, if you have that kind of relationship where you can communicate about that, if you have the type of relationship where they're like, hey, what do you guys want this year? Let them know. But don't put out like a blanket statement of like, please don't get us any gifts. Unless you want to put something out, like Chris and I have talked about this, you could say something like, please don't feel obligated to buy our family a gift, okay, or our kids a gift. Okay, focus on your own family. You don't have to get us anything. So I want to talk to you guys, that kind of goes in, I guess we have been talking about it, but I have some notes I want to talk to you more about on family and friend gifts, okay? Don't give them uncomfortable and weird restrictions unless you have that relationship and that communication line open to where you can do it in a way that is not rude or abrasive or going to put them off or make them feel uncomfortable or weird, okay? Be mindful of it and know that they have the best of loving intentions. Especially if it's grandparents, guys, okay? A lot of times grandparents are like, they couldn't give you a lot when you were a child. So they're like, this is my chance with my grandkids to make up for all those things that I couldn't get for you, which kind of goes back to what we talked about in the first video. Get really clear on why you feel like you have to buy gifts for your kids or why you have to go into debt to buy gifts for your kids, okay? Let them have their fun with it too. Let them express their love. The whole entire season of Christmas in November and December is generosity, giving, receiving. Embrace it, okay? Embrace it. Shaylee says, I needed to hear that. Thank you. Yeah. Kristen says, and typically they get joy in picking something special out for you and your family. Yes. So, and I'm going to talk about that too at the end. Kind of what we talked about, Kristen, is like, when does it get to be too much? My sister-in-law loves the experience gifts. Yeah. And it's awesome when you find somebody else like that. But I got to be honest, guys, if you're in this group and you're decluttering, you're probably one of the weird ones. And they're probably like, why are they decluttering their stuff? Right? They think we're weird. Whatever. We think we're normal. But I'm not going to make it answer them. We all have been there. Okay. I'm talking about something completely differently. And I think I'm only talking about it in my head, not actually to you guys. Anyway. Okay. So you can communicate the gift ideas when asked, or if you have that type of relationship. Don't expect other people. This is what I was trying to say. Don't expect other people to be where you are. So Danielle, that is what I was trying to get at, is that a lot of you guys, decluttering. A lot of you guys have been seeing the relief and the benefit of living with less. And you're like, I don't want a whole bunch of pointless gifts, but not everybody in the world is on that level. Okay. Obviously, because we have things like Black Friday and sales and Christmas and holidays and gift exchanges. And we have so much centered around gifts that you can't expect everybody to be where you're at, wherever that is for you in your home. Okay. Maybe you're the type of person who's like, I want to give my kids a vacation for Christmas and you don't want to buy toys. That doesn't mean every other family member and friend that you have is doing the same thing. Okay, let them give their gift in their own way and appreciate it for what it is. Okay, all it is an expression of love. Sometimes it's a package that you get to open up and keep. Understand that having Christmas and getting gifts does not undo everything that you've done. Yeah, it takes, and I mentioned this in the first part one, but yeah, it takes more intention, and yeah, you're probably going to purge some things before Christmas and after Christmas. but Christmas isn't responsible for your home and life being cluttered and overwhelmed the rest of the year. It's just a higher influx of things that you have to handle. Okay. It's not responsible for the rest of the year. It's one tiny part of the year. So don't think that Christmas is going to undo all of your work. It's going to set you back. Okay. You can go into it knowing that it's just Christmas. Embrace it. Love it. Be in the moment with it and enjoy it. that covered though. Be gracious in whatever people give you. Okay. They spent their time and their money on you and your family. Be gracious for that. I don't have anything else to say other than be gracious for that. How freaking cool that they thought of you and got you something with their time and energy. And then, like I said, I mentioned it a little bit earlier. If you actually have a family, and this is, I think, really rare, who is filling up your car to the brim, you know, multiple carloads, just way too much stuff that you're like, okay, we just can't go on like this anymore. Have some open and kind communication with them. Say, we love that you think of us. We love that you send us so much stuff, but it's pretty overwhelming to us, to be honest. I feel like it's a lot of time or a lot of money that you're spending. We love it. Maybe we can come up with a way to get some more intentional gifts because we love to get things from you. And I know that you're so generous. So can we like brainstorm some ideas of things that the kids would really want or need or use? So that it's not so overwhelming for us, okay? There's nothing wrong if you are having a boundary issue of people actually getting you too much of saying, hey, pump the brakes a little bit. Let's take a step back. I'm overwhelmed. But I think those kinds of situations are pretty rare. I think a lot of times we're already so overwhelmed by our clutter and the overwhelm in our everyday life that we blow it out of proportion and are like, my in-laws give us way too many toys and it's all their fault. Okay. When it's not really, when you really look at it deep below the surface, you realize, okay, they got them like three gifts and we have three kids each. So that is a lot, but three kids per kid, you know, really isn't the reason that the rest of my life is overwhelming, right? Okay. So let's talk about gifts to and from kind of everybody else in your life, like coworkers, you know, family, friends, and those kinds of things. Because I think sometimes we feel obligated to get everybody something. Okay. We talk about like, Kristen, this is what we were talking about. Coworkers, the mailman, the hairdresser, the school teachers, the nanny, the blah, 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 blah. Daniel says, oh, I'm going to come back to the comments in a minute, guys. But don't feel obligated to get everybody something, okay? Especially when money is tight, okay? I talked about this in the other video, but you know how we like overspend in December. And when I was a corporate recruiter for my husband, the time of year that we did the most hiring was in January. And it was because people literally said, I have to recover from the holidays. I need another job. So that you shouldn't be spending so much in December and November or whatever so that you get to January wondering how you're going to feed your kids. Okay. That's not worth it. You don't have to go out and buy something for everybody. If you want to make them feel special, give them something cute and small because first of all, they're probably going to appreciate it because you're not overwhelmed by giving them another big giant toy, but we talked about like giving them reindeer food. If you sent all of your friends a little package of like that reindeer food that has like oatmeal and glitter with a little note about put this on your lawn for when Santa comes, your friends are really going to appreciate that. They're going to think it's so cute because you gave them the gift of doing something cute and fun with their kids on Christmas Eve. Okay. How special is that? Or if you just want to send a card is completely okay. If you want to send a handwritten note, which is another thing that I want to talk about that we talked about with Kristen, is don't give things out of obligation. Don't send a group text, Merry Christmas, generic Merry Christmas, to 50 of your contacts at once, blowing up their phone. Take the time to send a personal message. The holidays really, I think, should be about more. We get so hyper-focused on things, which is normal given the type of society and place that we live in, but it gets so easy to become disconnected and forget that, like, hey, I bet it would actually really mean a lot more to these people if I sent them a handwritten letter instead of a generic group text. And those kinds of things are going to stick out to people. So don't feel like obligated that you have to, and it doesn't have to be like you send them something in the mail. It could even be like a personalized email that's like, hey, I hope you had a great year. I was just thinking about you. Merry Christmas. It doesn't have to be over the top. It doesn't have to be a gift that they can unwrap. It can be something really simple, like the reindeer food, I think is probably what I'm going to be doing for all my people this year, is just sending them an envelope with reindeer food that my kids made. Okay. Because it's cute. And I'm sure that they already have some reindeer food from school or doing it themselves, but guess what? They don't have reindeer food from the Lockwoods. So Merry Christmas. It's personalized. It's simple. They're not overwhelmed by another gift. They don't feel obligated to give you something back. Okay. When I give somebody a gift, I do it because it feels good for me to give them a gift, not because I'm expecting them or even want them to go out and buy me a gift. Or when I send my friends, kids, Christmas presents, I'm not expecting them to go out and buy my kids something. So if you guys get a gift from me ever, no, I'm not expecting you to return it. I did it because I thought of you and I wanted to get it for you. And it was within my budget. And that's another thing. I don't want you guys to feel obligated to return every gift for everybody in the world. Okay. You're going to go broke. You're going to get to January and there's better ways to do it than going deep into debt and getting to January of like, oh crap, what do we do now? Guess I got to go get a second job. Okay. Bye. Yeah. Everybody's doing nap time. Daniel says an actual printed picture of my kids and not from Instagram. Yeah. Yeah. Simple things like that. It doesn't have to be over the top. Just make it intentional, make it meaningful, make it personal. And you're going to make that person feel really good. And you're going to feel really good about it because you're like, man, I rocked this. I like paid really close attention and was really intentional and made their day. Okay. So let's talk about, what do I want to do next? I don't have any notes on this, but I do want to talk about it. So as far as like Christmas events, I'm not going to tell you guys how to like split your holidays up because everybody has different situations and in-laws and here and there and whatever, but I do just want to let you guys know it is totally okay to put up boundaries and not go to every single Christmas event that you are invited to, even if it's family. So we used to live in Alaska. Our entire family was up there, my side of the family, my husband's side of the family. And it was really hard and stressful juggling who's going to spend time where. Okay. And sometimes it's just a matter of you saying, hey, this year it's a lot of running around. We just want to do our own small family tradition. We would love to meet up with you on a different day or a different time. Love you. Let's plan something for a different time. Okay. It's just too much. And I personally think that's totally okay and acceptable to do. I know not everybody agrees with that, but if you are running yourself ragged and not enjoying Christmas because you're trying to be at every house, really have some kind and honest conversations to put up those boundaries and do what feels best to your family. So that even comes up with us sometimes because now our family is the opposite. We are across the country and it's just not realistic for us to fly with four kids to everybody's house every year. Some years are easier than others, but it's just not realistic to do all the time. So we have to say, thanks for thinking of us. We love you guys. We will FaceTime you. We will pay attention to you, but we're not going to make it this year. So I just want to talk about that. And you're not obligated to go to every party. You're not. If you don't want to go, don't go. That's okay. It's totally fine. You have to have boundaries for yourself too. Okay. Okay. So let's talk about what to do post Christmas. You're probably going to have to purge. Now, just like when I mentioned in the first video, not making it a big deal to your kids, don't go through and only purge the toys. Okay. I say this all the time. Your home isn't cluttered and overwhelming because your kids' toys. Your kids didn't buy the toys. Your kids don't keep the toys. Your kids aren't responsible for that. That's you. So go through your house and, you know, take down all the decor, purge the decor that you didn't really like, purge the decor that, you know, got broken or is missing a piece or just isn't your style anymore. Purge that decor, pack everything else up nicely so that the next Christmas it's really easy to pull out. And then go through and do kind of like a surface purge and just like a mini purge of your entire home and kind of reset it, because you've had a big influx of things. It's totally normal and I think perfectly acceptable time to go through and purge, not just your kids' stuff, okay? Christmas is not only a time of having a huge influx of toys, and I don't think that you should only ever make it about toys. That's not fair to them. And then I just want to remind you again how it feels to be broke in January. Okay, be really, really mindful about what you're spending, what you're buying, who you're buying for, how much you're buying. Because honestly, guys, like no joke, 3 years in a row that I did recruiting, everybody was looking for a job in January to recover from the holidays. That was their words exactly. And that is crazy. Are those things really that important? I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay, I think I covered it. I think that was it. I think that was everything. One more thing that I do want to cover. I didn't put it in the notes, but I do think it's important. So when I meant to talk about it in the first video, but you know, Kaylee woke up from the nap and I forgot. But when I think everybody was kind of probably thinking that this little simplified Christmas thing was going to be about toys and buying less toys and gifts and how to restrict gifts and how to get people to only buy you experiences and whatever. That's not what it is. Okay. Christmas is way more than that. So when it comes to communicating with your kids, like I said earlier, don't make it like we've had so many toys in the past and we're not going to do that anymore. This year you get 2 toys and make it all weird. Okay. Do things like volunteer. In Alaska, my kids were young, but every year, cause I worked at Head Start and early Head Start, there was a thing called Santa's Workshop. And what we would do is we would sponsor a kid basically and get them toys, and we got to wrap them up and send them on their way to the family. So I would do that. There's so many other things we do. There's a youth ranch here that my husband's business always volunteers at, and we do, it's kind of a similar type thing, but it's more like food related. There are so many like volunteering opportunities. I don't think that you should make it only this time of year that you do this, but obviously there are more opportunities because the season general is more focused on giving and generosity and community. So if you want to start those kinds of traditions with your kids, getting them into the community, sponsoring a family, sponsoring a child, volunteering at an animal shelter, or whatever else there is to do, I don't know, start instilling those kinds of traditions. Or like when we did in Florida, when we didn't have money for gifts, we went to the beach. Okay, maybe you make it so that Christmas is the day that you guys go sledding or hiking. Or whatever it is that you want to do. It doesn't have to be this like mainstream Christmas experience that you see on Toys R Us commercials. Sorry, Toys R Us, you don't exist. So I don't know what kind of commercials are going to be here this year. Amazon commercials, whatever. So make Christmas about more than just gifts, okay? I think everybody can agree with that. Chelsea says, I would much rather my in-laws use the money they were going to spend on gifts and buy a plane ticket to come visit instead. Yeah, you could have an honest conversation with them about that too. I mean, you can't control how they spend their money, but if you said that to them, I bet they would be like, dang, all right, even if Christmas, we're going to save that money and come visit you. Kristen says, we stopped going to family events when we were the only ones with small children because we had stuff to do on Christmas Eve night with our little family. Yeah, and when you have kids, it changes. It completely changes. I have a stepdaughter and it's so hard trying to juggle 4 family schedules. Yep. I have a stepson too, who comes down with us for the holidays, but I remember that up in Alaska, we split time and it's hard, but this year, Christmas, my side of the family will be in the weekend and hubby's when they decide. Good. Okay. Bye, Shamra. We did play this really cool game with family on Christmas Eve. It would be a cool game with coworkers or friends right after Christmas. It would be a way to declutter too. I'll write it out in a bit when you're not on live. Okay, yes. Send it to me. I want to know. I think that's it. If you guys, oh, wait. Okay, no. Angela, okay, I'm going to pull up the questions. Let me do the Q&A because in the group I had you guys pull up ask specific questions. Okay, what did Angela say? Angela said replacing regular decor with holiday decor. We covered that. Angela said something too about Christmas dinners. So simplified Christmas dinners. Some people like to go all out. If that's you, great, do it. Angela, doesn't sound to me like that's exactly what she wants to do. So if I were Angela, I would say, hey, family, there's 18 people to feed. I don't want to do this by myself. Let's do it potluck style and simplify it, okay? Nobody wants to spend their Christmas like running themselves ragged. So suggest different solutions or just say, this year I'm not cooking. I won't do it. If you guys want big, crazy dinner, you guys make it. And then you'll see how important it really is to them. okay, let's see what everybody else says. We did the simplified decor. Okay, Jasmine says, how to not feel guilty for spending a ton of money on the kids. Don't feel guilty about that. Like I said, it's not about the gifts. Your kids don't care about it, especially when they're young like Jasmine. Jasmine's baby is one. She's not going to care. She's not going to remember. Even my kids who were 4 and 2 on that Christmas that we didn't have presents, they didn't care. They had the best time at the beach. So you as the parent get to create Christmas. You get to set the tone. You get to make it fun or not fun or stressful or not stressful or superficial or not superficial or whatever it is that you want it to be. You get to make it that. And it's not focused on toys or how many things you buy or how many presents they have. Your kids don't care about that. I promise you. And if they do, then you're raising Dudley Dursley and then I just can't help you. Just kidding. Katie says, I just don't want to simplify Christmas. You can't make me. Okay. And we talked about that. You do you. You do you. If you love to go all out, go all out. You just have to be really clear on why you're doing that and that you're having, you know, pure intentions behind it. The simplicity habit says, trying to get family members on boards with not buying my kiddos too much. We covered that. It's not their fault. Jessica says the fracking village and knickknacks. Why do I still have every art piece my kids made for Christmas that they still make me put up? I feel like I'm drowning with the very little Christmas stuff I have. We talked about that at the beginning. You don't have to feel obligated to keep it all. Ciara asks, declutter the decorations before or give it one last hurrah and do it after Christmas. You just got to pick what you would rather do. If it were me, I would probably purge it before, like pull it all out and purge it before and then put it up because why would I want to put up things that I don't like? And then I would probably do it again afterwards. So suggestions for family experiences with very small children. I don't really have any because what happens is that you give out the same suggestions and people can't keep track of what they gave you. So I would probably just give them, I don't know, just specific things that you want. When you have small children, there really aren't that many experiences to give, honestly, that, you know, outside of like a children's museum or that's pretty much all I can think of. Maybe they could offer you babysitting. I don't know. I don't have many ideas for that just because I don't feel like giving them restrictions on what they want to give unless they ask. I have 4 kids. They obviously want toys and some things they'll probably never play with, but they do have some practical wants. How do you simplify shopping? I did talk about that. Simplifying something they want. Okay. Yes. So I think I answered all the questions. If I missed something, just put it in the comments below, guys. I like to be really thorough with these. Oh, the zoo. That's a good one. Yeah. The zoo. And like I said, don't just like dish it out unless you have that kind of a relationship where you can tell them that or they ask. Okay, the indoor play places. Forgot about those too. I forgot about everything. I think that's it. Okay, if you guys have any follow-up questions, thoughts, put them in the comments. Also, I'm going to be putting this up on my like page and on my podcast, and I would love it if you shared it with somebody, if you liked it, and if you think that other people would benefit from it. Because I love to spread the message of simple living and intentional living and being kind and having fun with your holidays and just your life in general. So I will see you later.